Oh, the new weather dread. Oh, when's he coming? I don't know.
Amen.
I'm a virtual, but I
be
know.
Be ready.
I bet he's coming.
Thank you, Lord.
I better carry.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you better be ready when he comes. Brother Virgil, you better be ready when he comes. Brother Junior, I read this morning, he'll make a quick work when he comes. Brother Junior, oh, Brother John, he's not going to tarry for a while. Brother Junior, nice cold, coming back Friday night. For 33 and a half years, he was here, Brother John. He had something to say, Brother Fred. Oh, yes. Brother, he preached for 3.5 years. Brother Brian, declaring the word of God. And you know what, Brother Virgil, what are we supposed to do? Declare the word. And then, oh, Brother, what is the word, Brother?
Jesus.
The word is God.
Jesus.
And the word is Jesus.
Yeah.
And Brother Junior, oh, Brother, I'll soon be free from the body here, you see, Brother John. No more will I have to moan and groan from the pain that comes my way, Brother John. Oh, but soon Jesus will release me, Brother Virgil, and take me home. Don't worry, brother, it'll be hard down here, Brother John. But when those things come, Brother Junior, we'll already be gone home, and Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Virgil,
happy day.
When he comes, and Brother Junior, when he comes on that cloud, and Brother John, there's room on there for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Brother Fred,
happy day that'll be.
Brother Virgil, I'm going to be on the cloud, Brother Larry, when he comes. You talk about a ride, Brother Junior. You never had a ride like that, Brother Kenny. Oh, you may have rode in the greatest carriages here on earth, Brother Fred. You may have rode on the greatest train. You may ride on the greatest plane. But there ain't a ride like the cloud, Brother Fred. It's comfortable.
And that little journey is going to be great.
And you know what? It ain't going to take long for us to get there. Oh, Brother Fred, it'll be a short journey for us to get there, Sister Betty. So let it go. Give God all you care. Because he said, I care for thee. Bring them all to me, Brother Fred, and lay it up on me.
I'm the burden
bearer. He's able to take it, Brother Junior. Today, he's a load bearer. Today, he cares for you. Today, there's no man cared, Brother Arnold, like Jesus cared. Today, there's no man like Brother Runyon said. What a mess we'd have been in without Jesus. Brother Junior, where would we have been? Brother, we'd been lost, Runyon.
Right.
We'd had no way to go, Brother John.
Today,
some said, come over here. Brother Fred, come over there. Go not after them. For I am the way.
I
am the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Brother Jim, there is no other way than Jesus. What other way are they, Brother Roger? Are you looking for some other way? The Bible says, any man climb up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. And you know no thief and robber, Brother Junior, is going to get into heaven, Brother Kenny. Why don't you turn to the Lord before it's too late? Brother, you know why they won't turn, Brother Fred.
Because
they love that darkness more than they did the light. As the little boys run and played in the water yesterday, and a little boy brought up something to me, and he said he had a little something in the cup that he wanted to show me, a little crawdad that he caught, Brother Virgil. Oh, I remember remember as a little boy, but Arnold, I love to go catch the crawdad and hunt in the creek for the little things that would please me. You know, but when I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I done as a child. Brother Junior, Brother John, when I become a man, I put away childish things. Brother Kenny, it's time we put away childish things. Brother John, it's time we live like men. It's time we live like Christians. Brother today, Brother Fred, it's time we let our light shine unto the world, Brother Junior, that all may see what your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. Brother Dan, I'm thankful to God that He has extended out my life one more time. Brother Junior, as I sat on the porch this morning and studied my book today, I thank God for the book He's even in my hand. Brother John, there's nations today, they won't allow this. Brother Brian, they won't allow the word come out. But I'll tell you one thing about it. If no man ever gets to him, Brother Harvey, God will be there. He said like this, I saw another angel flying where? In the midst of heaven. Having the everlasting gospel to preach to what, Brother?
All
every kindred and tongue.
That's right.
Brother John, you don't have to worry that your daughter won't know about him. You won't have to worry about your grandson. You won't have to worry about Kyle knowing about Jesus. He'll know about him. I don't have to worry about Jeremy not knowing him. But what I have to worry about,
what he does about it.
Will you accept it? Brother Fred. Oh, so therefore, I want you to know, Brother Junior, he holds me right in his hand.
Right.
He's got my name wrote down there.
And
every time he calls, wants to holler at me and get my attention, Brother Larry, he sure does sometimes. And he'll say, Terry, I want you to go here, and I want you to do this for me. And sometimes I'll say, Brother John, I ain't going. But you know what? It ain't long, Brother Junior, until I become a willing subject unto God. Brother Junior, how good it is for two to walk together in unity. All you brethren are to walk
powerful.
Together in
it's
unity.
Powerful.
And today, all our number one theme are to be Jesus
unity.
Christ. Brother John, oh, not worried about all these other things today that destroy us, Brother Junior. Our number one thing, Brother. Brother, don't worry about all the other things, Brother Virgil. Just let Jesus be preached among us,
right.
Brother Fred. And if we let Jesus be preached among us, I didn't mean to preach, Brother Junior, but I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad you did.
I was so wore out today, this morning when I laid down last night. I began to thank God, Brother Fred, for the day we had, that we could fellowship one with the other, Brother Brian. You know, and I was kind of amazed, Brother Junior, how it rained at the mouth of the hollow. It rained above us, and it rained over from us, Brother John. But we only had a few sprinkles. I think God knew what we needed, Brother Junior.
I know
cooled
he knows.
The weather down. They're all around us.
But
the rain evaded. Not that the children would care. They wouldn't have cared. Brother Fred, but you know what? God knew what we needed. Do you know what God wants for you? He wants you to come and join His band, brother. You know what? Where is His band going to? They play the sweetest music I've ever heard, Brother John. Brother, they play like I've never heard before. Brother Fred, you know, they don't have the trumpets, maybe, or all the instruments of God, but they're tuned up in the Spirit, Brother Junior. and their voice do mingle, and they sang unto God all the praises of Him, brethren. Oh, today, brethren, we have a tendency, brother dog, to praise the president and do all these things. But you know what? There's someone better than him that deserves it all, brother Fred. What is his name?
Name
is Jesus. Well, today, brethren, I love him today. Brother John, I didn't mean to get in your way. I didn't mean to. But you know what? Yeah. I told Brother Junior, I said, we'll let the Lord take care of it.
And he
worked it out. You know what? When Brother Virgil was down here the last time that he come, everybody so enjoyed the Lord preaching Brother Virgil. Not Brother Virgil preaching Brother Virgil, but the Lord preaching him. Brother Brian, when's it coming to an end, Brother Kenny? It ain't gonna be long, Brother John, until it's coming to an end.
Coming,
and you know what? When it comes to an end, that's just the beginning for me, Brother Fred. It's just the beginning of a brand new eternal life. And today, somebody said, when Sister Sharon lay before us on Friday night, Brother Junior, all we had there was just the dust of the earth. By one man's sin, brother, sin is imputed to us all. Brother, that come to know God, but by one man's what? Obedience, Brother Fred. We have a right, Brother Junior, to receive it, see the righteousness of Christ. Brethren, today, what is the righteousness of Jesus? What did he do with his righteousness? Brother John, he imputed it unto us. Brother John, we wouldn't have had it if he didn't do that. Because we had no righteousness, Brother John. So therefore today, while we stand here and begin to try to tell you about Jesus, why don't you turn to him before it's too late? Because there's nothing to lose by gaining Jesus. There's all gained, Brother Junior. I watched your little niece yesterday as she was so weak, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother, but I want you to know, when I die, Brother Fred, when I die, I'll just begin to live.
Yeah,
just begin to